This was the warmest summer since records began, Met Éireann told us this week, and not just on land. The temperatures of waters off the west coast have been heating up, resulting in a lot of changes to marine life. 6 months ago in the programme, you might remember 10-year-old Jonathan Padden from North Mayo telling us about the tiny loggerhead turtle that he found on Unfolmore Beach in Blacksod Bay.
I was walking on Fulmore Beach with my mom and dad. We seen a strange rock, but I came closer and seen that it was a turtle.
So we went up to Gemma's house because she takes care of the dolphins that get dried up.
We decided to call it Columbus because it came from an island in the middle of the ocean between America and Spain.
Columbus is alive and well, and next week or the week after is being transported to warmer waters near the equator by the Irish Navy. He was rehabilitated in Galway Atlantiquaria by, among others, Tara Noonan. And Lorna Siggins went with Jonathan to say goodbye to Columbus.
This is the smallest turtle I think we've had.
Right.
So being able to rehabilitate a turtle of this size, that we're able to put back into the ocean this young, that they get to live the rest of their life out in the ocean, is very exciting for us as well.
And you don't know the gender?
No, they're too small to tell the gender yet.
Okay.
So yeah. But we do think that Columbus is a very fitting name regardless.
When we picked him up, he was very, very small. Now he's definitely the size of two rocks.
Did you get a fright when you thought a rock was moving in your hands?
Yeah, his head tilted back and I thought, wow, moving rock.
Were you surprised to know that Columbus was going to be going with four others?
Five turtles?
Yeah, because there's four in Dingle.
Jeez, I didn't know there was four more. Well, I'm glad now that he's not alone. I do have a few questions. What country is he going to?
My understanding is that the Navy is going to be travelling down into warmer waters, and that when they find a place that's suitable, like that the temperatures are good, and maybe where they see like that there's lots of jellyfish, which is what they like to eat, maybe they'll decide that that's a good spot for him, and then he'll make his way to whichever country he likes from there.
So you don't fully know where he's going yet?
Not 100%, no. We just know that they're going to be getting into much warmer water, so they'll be happy, and then, because they'll obviously be dropping them into the ocean anyway.
What did he eat in the aquarium?
In the aquarium, we feed them things like sprat and squid and prawns and things like that. But in the ocean, they mostly eat jellyfish.
So they hunt for jellyfish?
Exactly, yeah. Because they have the hardened things over their faces, and they have spikes in their throat, so they don't feel the sting of the jellyfish.
Yeah.
So they can just eat jellyfish all day.
Yeah, or any type of jellyfish.
Any type of jellyfish, yeah.
Can they move on land?
They can a little bit across sand, because they can move their flippers in through the sand and push themselves up and down.
Yeah.
So that's what the mom turtles do when they're laying their eggs.
Yeah. Cool. is his shell a part of them?
His shell is a part of them, because sometimes, you know, we see in the cartoons and stuff that they'll pull themselves right in and everything in, but their shell and their ribcage are actually the same thing. It is just part of their body.
What kind of ship is he going on?
He's going a very, very big Navy ship, yes.
You know when they're leaving them out in the sea? Will they all stick together? Or will they spread apart looking for food?
They'll probably spread apart. So turtles normally live kind of individual lives. They're not like a shoaling animal. They don't stick with a lot of the same turtles, and they tend to just do their own thing.
Yeah.
They might be together for a while, but if they each find different jellyfish, they might head in a different direction then.
How deep can they go and sea? If they went to, like, a very, very deep place, how...
would normally stay between 0 and 30 metres depth. So that's quite a good distance for them to dive to, but they have to stay near the surface because they breathe air from the surface like we do.
How do you feel about them going to sea?
I feel pretty good. Bye, Columbus. Hope you have a great life in the wild. I hope you do very well. So long, Columbus.
Lorna Siggins with Jonathan Padden in Galway Atlantiquaria. I think the search for Derek Mooney's replacement might have been over already. As you heard, Columbus is now one of five loggerhead turtles to have survived being washed up on Irish beaches in Kerry, Clare, Galway and Mayo this year. An unprecedented number in a very short space of time. Dr. Kevin Flannery, marine biologist, founder of the Ocean Aquarium in Dingle, and Captain Jason O'Brien from the Irish Navy, who are responsible for Columbus's safe passage now, both join me on the line. Good morning, gentlemen. Kevin.
Good morning, Philip.
Four other loggerhead turtles washed up on Irish beaches this summer. Where did they come on shore and what kind of condition were they in?
They're absolutely in great condition at the moment, but initially when they were found washed up along the west coast from Mayo, Galway, Clare, Inch, a young Ukrainian young lady found one, Senya, over an inch, all in June, July, virtually. There was a heat wave that came up, Philip, from the south, according to the Marine Institute, and it came up. And obviously these little fellows got mixed up and got too far north, pushed too far north, and then washed ashore. And these are the lucky ones, the ones that have survived. People walking the shoreline obviously picked them up, as I say, above in Mayo, Lahinch, and all along the west coast. And there was probably more that didn't make it because they're absolutely tiny. And this has me flabbergasted because usually we'd get an odd loggerhead, or like we did last year, we got a green turtle, which is very unusual because there's only a certain number of these species, but very rarely do you get a green turtle. But the loggerheads have become more common, but nothing as small as these, and they're quite young. And because of this, we've called in Dr. Tom Dyle, is on his way up to us at the moment, to look at the DNA profile of these turtles, because I don't think they're crossing all the way from the Gulf of Mexico, which we had assumed down through the years, where they come across with the Gulf Stream, and then they get cold shock because the water gets cold, and then they're virtually comatose them when they're washed ashore along the west coast here. But now we're thinking they may be coming up from the Cape Verdes and have come up with these heat waves and getting washed in. So Tom Dyle from UCC and, would you believe, the University of Florida are looking at the DNA profile of these, and maybe they're coming up to us from the south rather than coming across from the US.
Tom Dyle is the jellyfish expert in UCC. We talked to him when Loch Hyne had that purple stinger invasion late last year. Do you suspect that these turtles are following the jellyfish, which are moving into the warmer waters off our shores now because of these heat waves? They're following the jellyfish, which are their food source.
That's a possibility, but my honest opinion is that they're in this large heat, warm water. And then when we get these heat waves, which have happened a bit too regularly at the moment, and obviously climate change, and when they come up with this thermocline, warm water, then they get mixed up and all of a sudden they get the cold shock.
Okay.
And they can't make it back down because they're too small.
Which is now the job that falls to the Irish Navy to get them back to warmer waters, which is where Captain Jason O'Brien comes in. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning. Good morning. It's actually Lieutenant Commander, just in case anyone's going Captain.
Lieutenant Commander, excuse me.
Promoted.
What? No, Captain's higher.
Captain is higher. Captain would be the man in charge of the ship carrying them down there. What's the plan, Jason?
The plan is for the five young turtles to embark the Samuel Beckett on Monday the 22nd. And they're going to be put under the care and custody of a number of officers who've kind of have experience already in this type of task. One sub-lieutenant, Phil Hyland, he's actually was a part of the crew who took down Kroga from Kevin in 2023. So the team look after the turtles, take them on board, keep them in a nice cool area where they're given food and cream and maintain them at a certain temperature. And they kind of become little celebrities on board.
And as novel as this might sound for the Irish Navy, do you actually, as a part of your mission, have wildlife conservation stitched in there?
We do, as a kind of an additional support role, you know, for the Marine Institutes and the Department of Marine Agriculture. So we do assist, definitely.
What do the turtles do for morale on board the boats?
Trust, they're fantastic. They're like little celebrities on board. I remember in 2023 when we took down Kroga, everybody was obsessed with him. Like, I didn't have to look for anyone to mind him. It was a team of people volunteering. He was like our little celebrity.
Okay, and what happens when you get to warmer waters? Presumably you can't just throw them over the edge of the boat.
Correct. Even though the temperatures at the moment are around 15, 16 degrees, so, and we're going to go out, we're going to look for an area around 19, 20 degrees seawater temperature. We'll put them into the ribs in their container, and we stop the rib, bring it to a complete halt, make sure the weather conditions are appropriate, and release them one by one.
And I could ask you where you're going to this, but if you told us, you would have to kill all of us, because there's operational security, I would imagine.
That is correct. That's why we can't tell exactly where we're going to be releasing them or what time. The ship will be out for a couple of weeks, and it'll be during that patrol that they're going to monitor the seawater temperature, monitor the waves conditions, and when they feel appropriate, they're going, okay, give the turtles the best possible chance.
All right. Well, good luck and Godspeed. Lieutenant Commander Jason O'Brien, thank you very much. And Kevin Flannery, Dr. Kevin Flannery in the Ocean Aquarium in Dingle.